Well, thank you very much for having me on. And, you know, this is almost the, it's hard to believe we're almost at the end of March. But the things that, you know, that have happened here that I think are really important for the people to know is that the Republicans were able to keep the federal government open. It's been bad for us to see a shutdown, because people sometimes think if you have a shutdown that you're going to save money, but actually we pay everybody when they get back to work, and it costs more money to start things back up. And also a lot of essential services aren't being done during a shutdown. At the same time, we're working on what we call budget reconciliation, because we know that we have over $36 trillion in national debt, and we're paying $1 trillion just to pay interest on that debt this year alone, that we just can't keep down this path, because interest rates are projected, and that's a two near distant future that will become the largest payment that we make. So if everybody thinks about other things we have to be doing, then we're going to have to pay the interest first. So that's really important that I think that people understand. There's a lot of misinformation that's out there, because in budget reconciliation, the law specifically states that you can't do anything with Social Security and Medicare. And so, you know, there's a lot of reports out there on the Internet and other being reported that all these are going to be cut, but they can't be. So we have to make sure that what we do is reducing the size of government is done in the right manner, and making sure that the next generation doesn't ask what this generation did to them. So I'm looking forward to, as we work forward on budget reconciliation, to get this done. And at the same time, serving on the Energy and Commerce Committee, today we're going to have a hearing in my subcommittee on energy, dealing with what we call our regional transmission and groups out there. It's like Ohio's part of what they call PJM, is 13 states, the District of Columbia. And the topic really is going to come down, and I'm reading through everything last night, is very simple. We have to be producing more power, not less. And it has to be what we call base load, which is comes from nuclear and gas and clean coal. Because, you know, we've got to make sure with all of these data centers coming online that we have the necessary power. But that's going to be the big theme of what we're going to be talking about around here, is we need to produce more power in this country. Well, we have to be, because the communist Chinese are not waiting. They want to outproduce the world. They are not a friend of ours. They're an adversary, and they want to see us sink. And they're putting on hundreds of coal-fired plants, of which we haven't done in decades in this country. And at the same time, they're just finding any source of power they can, because AI, artificial intelligence, is going to be a driver out there, and we have to have the power to be able to do it. We're anticipating at a minimum a 4.5 to 8% more power usage just because of these data centers coming online this year, and then it's just going to go up exponentially. So if the United States is going to remain competitive, we have to have the energy, and we have to work on how we permit. It takes way too long. We always want to make sure things are done right, but at the same time, you just can't let a project get bogged down in lawsuits and everything else and never get anything done. Well, you know, we talk about the border, and that's one of the things that's not even in the news anymore. To kind of give you an example, that you look at the February statistics from the a year ago, you looked at over 187,000 people across the border. It was about 8,700. So, you know, you look at the vast drop-off, but that's because you had one president, President Biden, said the border is open. You had President Trump say the border, we're going to close it. And now all of a sudden you don't see these mass caravans of people, you know, coming into our country. You know, you've got to have immigration that is done in a manner that is legal, does not have people just rushing across the border into the United States because we don't know who they are. So, you know, we're seeing the borders being secured, and that's very, very important for our national security. And, you know, unfortunately we saw that that a reporter was able to be on a chain link with national security advisors here in this country, and you've got to make sure that never happens. And you got to make sure you take every precaution you possibly can, and I'm sure after that, that's never going to happen again.